You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Roto Experts in the Morning! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Hope you're having a fantastic morning wherever you are, east, west, or in the middle. We're here to provide you expert fantasy football analysis. Fantasy executive, how you doing, son?
I'm doing well. I rode I got on the wrong elevator and ended up on the 37th floor again. I'm back on 37th floor. Who knew? But this time, they can't do nothing to me. The microphone will not be shut off. I'm here to bring you fantasy football joy. Unfiltered, uncensored.
Are you
no
saying,
haters trying to take my shine away from me.
Are you saying you're here to bring us the joy of fantasy?
Yeah, yes. Ah, that is, I had an email with the gentleman yesterday that's sending over some props to help along with the joy of fantasy. Yes,
really?
I did.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, I'll have to get back into that. Cut some points here. King! How are you? Why don't you? You should probably do some royal videos for us. You dress up in a robe and a crown with a scepter.
I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. I'm definitely with the whole royal look. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm gonna have to come up with something for that.
That's very good. With
you're not royalty,
like
though.
I am royalty.
You're not royalty.
I discovered you and brought you in. Don't you ever forget that. And I can take you out as well.
Oh, you can't take me out. It's too late. The momentum is already rolling.
Yeah, says the guy who's 5-9 against me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. By the way, RotoWear.com. That is a cool shirt you're wearing today, Corey. I know you've been rocking the RotoWear for a little while. But Funkmaster Flex Spot, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Very, very funny.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's cool. Shout out to RotoWear, my man, Kenneth Cashman. We got something we're going to drop this week. It's going to be crazy. So you can be looking for that later on in the back end of this week. It's going to be off the hook.
My favorite is their Run DFS shirt with the Run DMC look on it. That's a great, great shirt.
I like the commissioner one with the Godfather logo.
Yeah, that's cool, too. Yeah.
Matty Mo, how's it hanging?
It's going well today. Drafted yesterday. We got the fourth pick in draft champions and such today. Just another day before the season.
Just another day at the office. What is it? It's August 15th. We are less than a month away from kickoff of real NFL football.
I'm excited.
Yes, we're all excited. We're excited for Jordan Reed to potentially get back on the field as well. Jordan Reed could be back as early as next week, but does have this foot injury that's just been lingering and lingering and lingering. The good news, though, Scotty, is that he has been to see Dr. Robert Anderson in North Carolina. He's the big foot specialist, the James Andrews of feet. And ultimately, he said, listen, you don't need surgery. You just...
Now,
wear this extra pad and you should be okay. He says he's ready to go. Are you ready to draft him?
No. The guy's never played a full game in his career.
He hasn't played a full game.
I mean, I'm sorry, full season. That might happen soon, though. But the guy is always, always injured. And if there's good news now, there's going to be bad news later. The guy just can't stay healthy. Check out Mike Florio's new Forget Him and Get Him on RotoExperts.com.
Exclusive
Edge Fantasy Football Pass.
Enter
the king at checkout for a special discount. And he is all over Jordan Reed in a negative way.
Good for Michael Florio. My man! My fantasy football best friend forever. When do we come back? We're diving into the Flex League Super Flex with Matty Modica. That comes your way next here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one when you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA Inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
Experts in the morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and tonight I think we went through your draft pretty thoroughly. Do you feel like we have covered you well, sir?
Yeah, well, I was interested to hear your take on some of the later picks, though.
Well, you can wait for that. That'll happen another day.
We're not going to talk about Dwayne Washington.
We're not talking about Dwayne Washington.
The 16th round, but
we went far enough on Dwayne Washington.
I told you if he was there, I was going to go after him.
Yeah, you did, and I appreciate your honesty. You promised you would, and you did just that. Matty Mo, you, sir, are up next. Now, in front of me, you had the 10th pick in this draft, which is interesting because I have the 10th pick in my draft coming up in a couple of weeks. It's my most important draft. I'm looking forward to it. Not super flex, though, so it's a little bit different. So here, you have the 10th pick, and super flex is a little bit different. Quarterbacks go a little bit earlier. Before you picked... Can I get sniped with the big three quarterbacks here? With Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all going before you had the opportunity to pick. Sir, if one of those three quarterbacks were there, would you have taken them?
Yes, I would have. I was happy to get McCoy. I either wanted where I was, one of the big three quarterbacks, or LeSean McCoy to start.
Now, Corey, how much does the Superflex League change things? Because here, the top four really are the same. Bell, Johnson, Brown, Beckham. That's pretty standard right now for all of these. I'm surprised not to see a quarterback in there despite the Superflex League, which in turn becomes a two-quarterback league. So you had Aaron Rodgers go 5. Ronis took Julio Jones 6. It really surprised me in Superflex, but he did it. Brady, Breeze, and then AJ Green, LeSean McCoy. How does things change in Superflex? You have to turn your mic on, house.
Jeez. You know what? Here's the thing. What Ronis did is correct. I mean, it is what it is. I hate to say that. But what Ronis did is correct. Here's the bottom line. When you're in the Superflex, if you're in the middle, you can play the game. You can play quarterback chicken because you're not going to get caught on the back end of the run. You feel what I'm saying? But if you're 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 12, you need to be very wary. You need to have at least one quarterback by the time you come out that 2-3 turn on both sides. Because if not, the middle of the board will eat you up. If you're in the middle of the super flex, right, you can kind of see the flow and jump right back in there, you know, when the run starts. So you can be a part of the run. That's why when you're in the middle of the super flex, you're in that 5, 6, 7, 8 range, you can kind of take more gambles letting them quarterbacks slip and get the best values on the board.
Well, it's very interesting you say that because you said that 5, 6, 7, 8 range. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
3 out of 4 people took a quarterback in the first round.
Exactly. And that's where they should wait. Those are the people that should be waiting. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, boy, they're not learning. Ronis was not one of those people.
Ronis was the only one.
And I guarantee you, he still came out with 2 solid quarterbacks.
His quarterbacks wound up being Matt Stafford and Andy Dalton.
Excellent. He's a good player. I hate to say that. He knows what the hell he's doing, Scott. Me and you raised him.
I'll state this. In this format, if I had the 3rd pick, I would have went Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy is consistently one of the top 2 quarterbacks every season, I think, except for like 1 time. So I'm going to go that route in this format. This format definitely changed my mindset on how I was going to draft. This is totally different for me than just a regular PPR that I would normally do.
Yeah, Rodgers coming off his best season ever. So,
which is crazy because the first few weeks he
yeah, it was just that incredible one. Yeah. Once he guaranteed that they were going to make the playoffs, it was just like the best stretch of his career.
Yep, absolutely. Matt, you didn't take a quarterback as we said in the first round, and you did go in the second round. Do you want to grab the doll?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
You can't touch it, Scott.
Let's grab the doll.
Matt can hold him.
I can hold the doll?
Yes.
Now, Scott, what made you bring this in?
What's that?
What made you bring this
in? My wife got that for me as a gift.
And you felt we needed it in studio?
Yes. I wanted him to come see what we do. Yeah.
What's that on the back of it?
number three.
Oh.
And this cowboy fit is a championship ring right here.
I thought it was a stain on the back of it.
Yeah. No, that's a Super Bowl trophy. You haven't seen it in a long time.
Sorry.
For me, I wasn't after that turn walking away without
maturity,
a quarterback.
Right.
I didn't think that. I thought quarterbacks would go a little higher up. They'd be pushed up a little more than they were. But I was happy to get Russell Wilson, especially the four-point league. You know, he rushes, so add those yards on. So my mindset was, after the first two rounds, have at least one quarterback. And like Corey says, I'm on that back three turn. I don't have the luxury of being in the middle.
Well, interestingly enough, what you did here was something I don't think Scotty would have given, given how conservative he likes to be. You came back in the fourth round, and you end up taking Andrew Luck as your second quarterback. And you put two of your first four picks as quarterbacks. And if you hit, you should have the best two quarterbacks in the league, the best combination, I should say, in the league, with Wilson and Luck. After getting Wilson, what made you come back in the fourth and grab Luck?
I was seriously considering Zeke at that spot, and he went to Mike Florio the pick before. But for me, Luck, I got the discount. He was the ninth quarterback off the board in a super flex league. I thought it was something that I couldn't pass up. I had the mindset, once I took Luck, at some point I'm going to have to grab like a Brian Hoyer type later on, which I did execute that.
Florio did take Ezekiel Elliott, the pick earlier. Why did you want him there?
I just figured,
because you said, I mean, I guess this is what you said you wanted at the 3-4 turn when we asked you about it. You said you were interested in a 3-4 turn. This is it. This is that spot. Why Elliott over Luck was really my question.
Just
because
the stretcher. I mean, look, Zeke is a phenomenal player. There's still that great line and stuff. It's still a very good, he still has a very good line in front of him. You know, that rookie year was phenomenal. So this was a guy that I was willing at that point to take on that risk. I thought that was a fair price at that point. But if not, it was Luck. It was between those two guys.
And I understand that. You're at the spot where you can take on a little bit of risk, and you can hopefully get that capitalize on said risk in drafts, which I think is the right spot to go and do that. The Superflex makes it very, very tough to analyze just from a standard standpoint. So you got to look at it separately from really just that two quarterback league mix. But Corey, before the break, we were talking about Matt's fifth round pick, and that was Allen Robinson. Where are you currently on Robinson?
I'm warming up to. I like Allen Robinson. Obviously, I want him as a two or three would be excellent. The thing with Allen Robinson is I don't like these reports about Blake Bortles and his arm strength and all of that. His arm being tired and weak this early in the season. That's because he threw the ball about 1,200 times the last two seasons. You feel what I'm saying? Now they say Robinson is having a great camp. I'm going to buy into that. I would be very, very wary of this Bortles guy losing that starting job this year. And I think what's behind him is probably not much better.
Chad Henne.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Henne is terrible. I'm surprised why don't they go sign Colin Kaepernick? Like, come on.
I think at some point Kaepernick will end up.
Is anybody in Jacksonville really going to care?
Well, Scott Tolzien is the perfect opportunity. And Jim Irsay is like, oh, no. But Jim Irsay, he got the audacity.
Jim Irsay has the audacity.
He has the audacity. People on YouTube, do not put nasty things in there because I stood up for Colin Kaepernick just now. Y'all did that last week. I didn't like it.
Do you want people to?
I'm care fine about
with Corey standing up for Colin Kaepernick, but I'm also fine if you own something and you know you have the right to hire and not hire people.
Absolutely, you do.
The NFL people. Players Association should be looking into that.
Allen Robinson, I currently have ranked as my 18th wide receiver, and you said you're warming up to him. You were concerned. Matt, you said a moment ago you're warming up to him. You kind of said the same thing. Warming up to him, but like in a standard PPR draft, where are we taking him though? That you're warming up to him?
He's going ahead where I'm taking him currently.
Okay,
he's going in the fourth round. I'm seeing. I got him ranked number 17, and everybody's thinking, okay, Fournette, they're going to run the ball a lot. This is going to become a run-based team, but they still have to throw to somebody here. And if successful running, whoever the quarterback is, can use play action and still know that Robinson is that go-to guy, if anybody. Let's not forget how talented Latorre talked about pound for pound. This is a guy that when he came in the league, some scouts said, you know, he's got some Dez Bryant sort of capabilities there. He's a very, very talented kid. I think, you know, the Jaguars are going to keep him involved in the offense. I don't think he fades away. I think people are overreacting to this, you know, we're going to a more balanced passing game. They're still going to throw.
I mean, like, for me, I've been seeing him go in the middle of the third, and it's really not Allen Robinson that I'm worried about. It's that quarterback situation, that bad, you know. You try and avoid the situations with the bad quarterback. You can't always do it, but.
Well, look, you know, if they put Bortles in there, right, throws interceptions, they come right back on the field, or they play from behind, et cetera.
But at some point, if Bortles keeps this up, he's not going to have a job.
And, you know, then you got to hope Penny's a veteran quarterback and he keeps him relevant.
Absolutely, if that winds up happening. Corey, I mentioned this earlier as well. Marquise Lee's high ankle injury kind of injures you in Allen Hurns.
I mean, Allen Hurns, you can buy him for a dollar a little bit later on in the draft.
Rather
I really don't see. I really don't see no reason to put him on the fantasy roster, though. If he pops it, it'll be off the waiver wire. And I wasn't that big on Marquise Lee either.
We'll talk more about the Superflex Lee draft from Flex over this past weekend. But I kind of like the idea of just jumping around with some players and seeing what we all think. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We continue on right after this.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Roto Experts this morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I mentioned earlier in the program that Bilal Powell, Matt Forte, have not been practicing for a while, and in particular, it's been Powell with the neck injury that's kept him out for quite a long time. But one player that also did return to practice yesterday, DeMarco Murray, finally. He gets back from 2 week absence with a soft tissue injury, but Corey, it looks like he's going to be all right. It looks like the Titans were playing it safe.
Yeah, that's the... Oh, excuse me. That's the way to go with DeMarco Murray. Obviously, you don't really need to see DeMarco Murray this time of year. He's their lead dog, ground and pound, running back, exotic smash mouth. Everything you can get from a running back, he hits those, DeMarco Murray. So, only thing he's a little bit older. But other than that, no issues with DeMarco Murray. I'll draft him in the middle of the first round and with no problem as an RB1.
Yeah, the narrative of his first few years was injuries. He's put that to rest the last 3 years. And one thing with the Titans is you talk about the exotic smash mouth. One thing I think people don't talk enough about, you know, you hear about the Cowboys, you hear about the Raiders, you hear about the Steelers. This offensive line is one of the best in the league, maybe the best tackle combination in all of the NFL, you could make the case. And, you know, for people like Derrick Henry, he's just not going to get the opportunity.
Chris Vaccaro, obviously one of them, as we mentioned in your draft, Scotty. Vaccaro takes Derrick Henry in the 7th round.
Yeah,
so
too early for me.
He was definitely somebody that at least is banking on DeMarco Murray not having the starting job for the long term. 844-843-6879.
Kenny.
844-843-6879. You'd like to talk to Kenny?
This is Kenny in Philly.
Well, he's on the phone if you'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, tell Kenny. Let Kenny say good morning to us.
Good morning, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Kenny.
Oh, Kelly from Tampa.
Kelly in Tampa.
What's going on, Kels? Kels.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Nothing much.
Hi, Matt. I don't think we've been formally introduced. I'm Kelly from Tampa, and I I call all the time.
Well, good morning, Kelly from Tampa. It's Taco Tuesday, by the way.
No. Matt just go right for the kill.
Oh my God, you guys replaced Ronis. Holy crap. So then I used to always, also call as Destiny from Mons Venus, and it used to kind of drive Ronis a little nuts sometimes.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. So I'm just, it's Tuesday, it's beautiful here in Tampa, it's 87 degrees, and I'm so excited because late last week I got permission from our legal department to run my client league. So I have 50 Doubletree cookies in my car, and I'm going to fill some leagues this year, and I'm so excited, I can't wait.
Oh, that's fantastic, Kels. That's fantastic. We are here to help you all season long.
I know, I love it. That's why I call you guys like once a week at least.
We appreciate you calling and listening. Do you have a question for us today?
No, I was just excited to be able to go out and promote the league.
Oh, well, there you go.
Awesome.
This was a big deal to Kelly, though, because she didn't know if her, you know, her company would actually approve it. You know, it's like, you know, some companies like actually look at fantasy sports that way. Sometimes, even today, and you know that's unfortunate. So I'm glad for her that she got the approval.
All right, you want to talk to Kenny? Say good morning to him. We can do it right now. Kenny in Philly, what's happening, man?
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all gave me the 52 fake out. I could have swore I was up next, and then Kelly just kind of snuck on in, huh?
Kelly snuck in. Ladies first. She's better looking, so.
Oh, of course she is. Of course she is. I just wanted to touch on the two quarterback or the super flexes off. And go like the, like I was talking about. I think that the middle, of course, picking in the middle, you can take more risk picking there. So I do agree with Matt, a.k.a. Dave there. So
I was the one who said that.
You might need to draft like three quarterbacks. You might need to draft like three quarterbacks with the buys and the injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't like wasting a roster spot on a third quarterback. To be honest with you, Kenny, and it was me that said to draft the people in the middle. Not. I mean, you know, I'm quite sure Matt feels the same way, Kenny. But I think you recognize my dialect. Anyway, Kenny in Philadelphia. What was we talking about?
Three quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, I don't think
it's third.
See, you can always put a flex in the super flex. Like, I know that's taboo. You got to put two quarterbacks out there. But sometimes when you get to these third quarterbacks, you putting these guys out there. They got bad math. I don't want three quarterbacks on my roster, even if it's a super flex. I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's a wasted roster spot.
I disagree.
But I understand because of the injury thing.
Not even with the walk. Not even
the injury thing.
Say if I would have drafted somebody else. Look, you don't want, like last season, Jake makes the argument with Jared Goff. You don't want that guy that's just horrific.
Right.
But having that. Third,
you got Brian Hoyer as your third.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but say I didn't have luck. Yeah. Just forget the injury purpose. I would like to have had that third quarterback.
So
I think
saying,
it gives you an advantage.
If you knew luck was healthy, would you still take Hoyer?
He's tying up a roster spot, though.
Yeah, but like
but
you said,
spots,
the
you
last hour, though,
too.
The quarterback touches you know the football more than anybody else, and they're probably going to score him many points. If he took
this, not a battle.
If,
I'm going
if he took Brian Hoyer as his third, even if Luck wasn't hurt, I'm with it because you're going to get. That guy's going to touch the ball so much, you're going to get the yardage points.
I don't like
to
waste roster spots on bums.
But Brian Hoyer,
so
I think, would be competent.
I do this in whatever it is, football, baseball, my draft. Look, those last couple of rounds, we take some shots on guys we think. But there's always that first week or so. There's those one or two guys you're going to cut. So, I mean, for me, if it's a guy that, like, that's why if it's a backup quarterback that I do like. Or say in a super flex, a third.
Like Mitch Trubisky went in the 15th round of this draft.
I think that's warranted, but that's my take on it.
I have no issue with that either.
Me neither.
I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the super flex league, I know it's taboo, as Corey mentioned, to actually play a non-quarterback there, but quarterback does touch the ball.
With the Trubisky thing too. What if he breaks through? You know, it's you want to get your sleepers, your possible breakthrough players at any position.
I mean, if I didn't have Hoyer, I would have taken a shot on one of the rookies that I thought had a chance to get a starting job and pop, just to be involved with that.
And then
how long you would have held them on your roster for?
As long as I could. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the part of it I don't like.
But you don't cut anybody. When you finish your draft, you don't make, you know, cuts that first week or two.
Yeah, it's going to be players that it could be an injury. It could be a player that I'm like, okay, this guy's not going to pop. Like I got leagues where I got to cut Kenneth Dixon. You know what I'm saying? I got players on my on teams right now that I got to cut because they're not going to be playing. So
sure.
it is be some roster shakeup. But I think that third quarterback, like you sitting there, you draft Pat Mahomes, you wait, you keep Pat Mahomes on your roster to week six. It makes no sense to me. You feel what I'm saying?
I get it.
But Trubisky might start out of the gate. It's possible.
And do you want to put him in your fantasy lineup out the gate?
What if as a, in a super flex? Maybe.
See, I feel what you're saying, and that's why I'm saying I'm not going to climb that hill because it's like
okay, what about like a third quarterback that has the starting job,
like the Brian Hoyer thing. I still think it's a waste of a roster spot.
All right. Jay Cutler.
I like Jay Cutler's aggressiveness, so I don't think Jay Cutler's a waste of a roster, but I would have him as a quarterback, too.
Jay Cutler is expected to start the Dolphins' second preseason game.
Maybe because of the way Corey operates, he waits so long for quarterback anyway that by the time he's looking at his third, it's somebody he really doesn't like.
That's potentially possible, too, Scott. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But he's busy, so I don't know if that's how he feels.
I was looking at some of the updates going on in practice. Scott, don't start with me this morning.
I'm asking you a question to address with you, and you're like, you're not paying any attention.
I'm looking at the stuff going on in practice right now that could be important, Scott.
I'm trying to bolster your point here, like, on your side, and like, is it possible that third guy, because you wait so long for a quarterback,
it's probably gonna
is somebody who could be like so much at the end of the rung that, you know, that's why.
Put it like this. If I was going to put a third quarterback on the team, you know who it would be?
Ooh.
Colin Kaepernick.
And if he doesn't play, like all these other guys, you cut him in week one, right?
Hmm?
How long are you going to wait for him?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why do it?
Well, you don't do Colin Kaepernick. That doesn't make sense.
I'd rather take a shot on a player that if he does get in there, he's going to give you QB1 numbers every week.
But not only does he have to get signed.
Colin Kaepernick can do that.
He did it last year.
Not only does he have to get signed, Corey, but he has to get signed and start. That's like a double
hump.
That's
what I'm saying.
Someone call that a dump.
I would rather take a shot on a play. If I'm going to roster a third quarterback, I'd rather take a shot on a guy that can be a QB1 every week.
Kaepernick. So you say you take Kaepernick over Hoyer in a super flex?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that either. Hey.
Guy's got to get on a roster first.
I agree.
And then learn the offense and then try to win the job.
But you would draft Wayne Gallman.
What's that?
But you would draft Wayne Gallman.
Wayne Gallman's in the league, and he may have more of an opportunity right now. He's got a window of an opportunity.
He does.
Colin Kaepernick doesn't. Well, you have Orleans Darkwa ahead of you. I think you do.
Makes sense.
Well, you say something about Colin Kaepernick. If you size it both of them, you have Ryan Mallett ahead of you and Thad Lewis ahead of you.
That's true. But Flacco's healthy.
Well, this is what I was trying to read.
Still not healthy though.
When Scott was saying that I was busy, this is what I just saw right here. Sean McDermott says that Zay Jones will primarily be an outside receiver. So there you go right there. The Bills will not have three slot receivers. Zay Jones will be an outside wide receiver.
Three slot receivers.
Well, Jordan Matthews is hurt.
Zay Jones is going to have an opportunity out the gate.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I think so, also. Would you rather is Zay Jones the first rookie wide receiver off the board, or are you still thinking Corey Davis ahead of him?
I want to see Corey Davis get on the practice field first.
I'm still going to take Corey Davis ahead of him.
And you're the Bills fan.
Mm-hmm. What do we have? John Brown. Are we getting concerned about this guy?
So that was on my rundown here as well. And John Brown, I actually just a couple minutes ago, literally dropped John Brown in my rankings like 15 spots because
you should.
This soft tissue injury is just lingered and lingered and lingered. I know people after like 1 week got super excited over him.
Yeah, it also went from having the great OTAs, the best player.
Now he's not
there.
Practicing at all. He's so far behind.
Yeah, to your head coach calling him out.
Correct. So he's pissed off that John Brown can't make it back. With John Brown dropping to where he is, on the other side of the break, I do want to ask you how they're going to replace John Brown. Maybe it's more love for Larry Fitzgerald, which you can talk about. Maybe it's getting involved with J.J. Nelson again or something like
that. Oh, God, no.
I'm going to ask you guys your opinion and see if you're not only has your ranking on John Brown changed, but you're ranking on Larry Fitzgerald as well. Right after this morning, still kicking with you. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Matt created the great point before the break that is it time to get concerned about John Brown? I think the answer to that question is kind of obvious. I think we should have been concerned long before today in this very moment. But we are talking about it now because Bruce Arians called John Brown out. Basically, you got to get your ass back on the practice field because you're missing valuable time. It's just gotten to the point where you're missing a lot. And this has been the problem with John Brown. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. This explosion that we heard about at the end of July that was back, he's finally healthy. It's all gone. So he's going to have a litany of injuries bother him throughout the year, which means he's moving significantly down on my rankings. I don't know what the point will be that I draft him. We'll see. But he goes way down for me. What about you, Matt?
Are you starting the campaign to bring back Michael Floyd?
No.
J.J. Nelson trade.
Did Michael Floyd play in that first preseason game?
How many games? He got suspended for what, four games?
Is it four years? But even if he's spent, I think he can play in the preseason, I think.
I believe he did as the third receiver, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I've got to immediately move him down at least 10 spots or maybe a little more.
John Brown is now my 45th wide receiver.
Yeah, that's a range where it sounds about. Look, the guy's got talent. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate, these injuries and stuff. And I think, you know, he was the wild card guy for me for this offense. He really improved that offense. I mean, J.J. Nelson, look, he's a great deep threat and all that. But as I consistently say, he's 150 pounds. What about, does Jaren Brown become a person that could...
Brown, J.J. Nelson, guys that I think you have to ask about.
I mean,
Scott,
not really guys I want to talk about.
I have Brown at 50. I could see dropping him about 64 looking at my rankings. I was never a big John Brown guy because I always felt like he was better football player than fantasy player. That, he was like this DFS sort of best ball guy that wasn't consistent even when we saw him out there. And I feel like outside of Larry Fitzgerald, ever since Michael Floyd didn't hit, even when he was there, that it's really like a different receiver every week for Carson Palmer outside of Larry Fitzgerald. So I was never big on John Brown. To me, he was almost like a little bit less a version of DeSean Jackson, who I'd never trusted either.
Well, that's the big thing. Outside of Larry Fitzgerald, Corey, I know Larry Fitzgerald is not sexy. I know he is old. I know the upside is capped. But everything we keep saying is outside of Larry Fitzgerald, other than Larry Fitzgerald. He is, other than David Johnson, the man still in Arizona.
Yeah, it's been, we've been talking about this for 3 months now. It's two players in the offense, David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald.
Fine.
Nobody else has any relevance.
And I agree with you. Fine. But nobody wants Larry Fitzgerald still. Another year.
I'll take Larry Fitzgerald.
Where?
Led the league in catches.
I know.
Yeah.
Where?
I'll take Larry Fitzgerald in the fifth, sixth round.
Taking the fifth, sixth round. Where is he ranked for both of you guys?
I got Larry Fitzgerald right outside the top 25.
Right outside the top 25.
I got him inside the top 25.
Right inside.
I got him at 23.
I have him at 25.
I have him at 25 also.
You have him at 25.
Look, the guy's caught 100 passes the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change. Carson Palmer's still the quarterback there. And like I said, I was hoping John Brown could come back and really give this offense, maybe take it a little next level and stuff like that. See what we saw a couple of years ago, possibly. But.
You know, Corey, you talk about roster construction a lot, obviously.
It's very important to a fantasy championship team.
Would you have a team that has Larry Fitzgerald,
uh-huh,
DeMarco Murray?
I know where you're going. Go ahead.
You know exactly where I'm going with this. Your other running back is... you have Murray, so I don't want to give you another RB1 because you wouldn't do that. You would take some high wide
Adrian
receiver.
Peterson.
You wouldn't take Adrian Peterson anyway. Michael Crabtree as another wide receiver. You'll draft Jordy Nelson the first. You'll come back to DeMarco Murray in the second. You'll come back around. You'll get Larry Fitzgerald. You'll get Michael Crabtree. Would you do this?
I don't like that.
You don't like that.
No,
but you
no.
like all every player I named.
I like the players individually.
Every player I named, you like.
I like the players individually, not on the same team.
Okay. Because that's what we talk about with Little Rush.
I don't have all them old men on the same team.
It is a lot of old men. That's a lot of touchdowns.
With a lot of roster. Yeah. I mean, we talk about roster diversification. All four players I named, I know Corey's like. Because we've talked about them individually on this show. You like all four, but you wouldn't do it.
Nah,
it's so interesting to me.
That's a team that sneaks into the playoffs and gets bumped on in week 15.
But you like all the guys they named.
Yeah, I know, but they're not all. It's more than just picking players. It's about putting a team together. I don't want all of those old dudes on my team, all on one team, a veteran team
Jordy
like that.
Jordy Nelson, to me, 32 isn't old for a wide receiver
I agree.
Yet. And one thing, we talk about the red zone targets. Jordy Nelson led the NFL last year with 19 catches of plus 20 yards. So he's still got the downfield gear, too.
So you have Jordy Nelson, 32. He has the downfield gear, led the league in touchdowns.
Murray.
That's one. You have DeMarco Murray. Yeah. DeMarco Murray, he just talked about you love him. You'll take him in the middle of the first round. There's another one. Larry Fitzgerald, yeah, I'll take him in the fifth, sixth round. Led the league in receptions. You like
I'm
him.
Just not doing it. I'm just not putting all those dudes on the
correct.
Same. I'm just not putting all of those dudes on the same team. That's not how I'm going to construct my roster. I'm going to get somebody with a little bit more upside. I'm not taking Jordy. I'm taking Michael Thomas. You feel what I'm saying? DeMarco Murray's fine where he goes.
But
whatever, I have no problem with that.
Wait a minute.
And,
wait a minute, though. You're not going to know this going in, right? Like, you're not. I know you have Jordy Nelson higher than Michael Thomas. Way higher than Michael Thomas.
No, I don't.
Since when?
Since Jordy Nelson. I got Jordy Nelson 7, Michael Thomas 8.
You've had Jordy Nelson higher than that in the past, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you dropped him a little bit.
I moved Jordy.
And you moved Michael Thomas up a little
bit, too. Dez Bryant and Julio Jones have moved ahead of Jordy Nelson.
Okay, so I know that, because those are recent moves that you made.
It is a recent move.
Okay. So previously...
You can find these moves in the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package, which you can purchase right now on rotoexperts.com. Promo code Frenzy.
Ding.
Where's the bell at, Greg?
It's right there, dude.
Yeah, man, we didn't do that right, because I was going to do it like James Brown. You'd be like, ding, I was going, And you go, ding, I would go,
Yeah.
And you go, ding, and I go,
Yeah.
But with that, we messed
wow.
that up. No, never did I say that.
Okay.
That was
on.
That doll making that noise.
You have Jordy,
the championship noise.
You have Jordy Nelson at 7. You have Michael Thomas at 8. Which means you would take Jordy Nelson over Michael Thomas.
Not all the time. It depends on how I'm putting the team together, Greg.
Wait,
I don't have to stick to these damn rankings.
Corey,
yeah,
prefer,
I agree
you feel
with
what
that.
I'm saying?
If you have a guy 7-8 or 3-4.
Yes,
or three,
yes,
four.
I understand that. But if that's the high, if the running backs are not next on the board, Jordy, if this is your first pick, you could conceivably start a team with Jordy Nelson instead of Michael Thomas, correct?
Yeah.
If not, then you should switch them. If you're not going to ever do that, you should switch them.
Okay, I can go either way. Put it like that. I can go either
okay,
way.
Okay, so theoretically, you could
before,
start
yeah.
a team.
Greg don't like that.
My dog goes to the playoffs. I don't think you have any dogs like
come
that.
Come on, let Greg get in this thing. Come on, Greg, work with me.
You can start. You'll start a team with Jordy Nelson as your first pick.
Yeah.
Then switch him.
Yeah, you say you want the guy with more upside. Why aren't you drafted by your rankings?
I don't have to draft by the rankings. Jordy Nelson scored the double-digit touchdown.
You
Michael Thomas can blow the top off the joint, though.
So draft Thomas ahead.
I am not forcing you to draft by your rankings. But if I'm saying you would start it, and then you're like, you'll definitely start Michael Thomas, you should switch him.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable having. No, I'm not going to switch them, Greg. I don't have to switch them. Why do I have to switch them?
Because that's what you. Because we're talking this out, and you obviously don't feel comfortable with Jordy Nelson.
Right, you're saying you like Thomas better. It sounds like.
Well, you're telling me the rest of the team.
We haven't gotten there yet. This is your first pick.
So let's do it. The first pick is Jordy Nelson. Let's go.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You make your second pick DeMarco Murray. Are you fine with that?
I'm fine with that.
So you're fine doing those two guys.
I'm fine doing those two.
So then you'll get a little bit younger.
Then I'm gonna start getting more upsidey.
Okay, so that's the point. If you have two of them, what I'm trying to get at is that if you have two of them, you start off with these like older dudes in 30, 32, Jordy, DeMarco Murray, then you're going to go like, you know what, give me Christian McCaffrey.
Not in the fifth round. I'm not until he's done until like the fifth round, and I'm probably not going to have Christian McCaffrey.
Do you like Christian McCaffrey?
I do like Christian McCaffrey, but I don't like his price.
So you don't really love Christian McCaffrey in that
fifth round.
I don't like
that. You're not going to get him.
Well, that's where I want him at.
You can't get him there.
But then I won't have him. And I'm comfortable with that, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't really... So it's like Scott, though. You say you like somebody, but you rank him to this point, you're not going to get him. So you don't really like him.
No, I do like him. I don't like where he's going in drafts.
In the middle of the fourth round, you're not...
Who would I do that with?
Not going to do it in the middle of the fourth round.
Scott, you talk about it all the time.
Maybe do it in the middle of the fourth round. Depends on roster construction.
I could use the Eddie Lacy example, where you like him and you don't love him. You like Eddie Lacy.
Not anymore.
But the point was you like him, but then you give a round where you'll never get him. That's the point. And there's plenty of players you do it with. It's not about you. It's just about
it's
Corey.
Where's the value?
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. So Christian McCaffrey, you like him, but you'll never take him where he needs to go.
No, not. He's not. That's not where I'm drafting him at. I want to get a discount on him, because what do I tell people all the time? Relying on these pass catching running backs will leave you in trouble. You're going to have a difficult time relying on these pass catching running backs week in and week out. These guys are not bell cow running backs. They're going to have weeks when I hate to say it like this, and this is going to draw a big uproar. You cannot win the championship relying on pass catching running backs.
Well, let me go to Matt Modica here, because I know he feels strongly the other way.
Well, I'm going to disagree. I mean, he could have that's his opinion. I think it's been proven people have won without it. But, you know, look, I'm not saying just go all pass catching backs, but you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to go running back, or have two running backs in the first three rounds to win. To win a championship.
Corey, you like ProSize and James White.
Those are later. Those are different. Those don't cost them anything.
Yeah, I'm not. They're not going to be my. You know, if I got to start both of them dudes, it's a disaster.
Right.
Right. You'll take one of them, though, as your first.
Oh, yeah.
He has no issue. He has no issue with CJ ProSize, James White. I know that. So let me ask this, Corey, then. If you want Christian McCaffrey in the fifth round when you're not getting him, is it fair to say Danny Woodhead won't be on your teams where he's going?
More than likely not going to handle Danny Woodhead's on my
team. Theo Riddick, same thing.
Theo Riddick, his health is a concern. Was concerned with Theo Riddick. He's a bench player for me.
Duke Johnson, same thing.
He's a bench player for me.
Tevin Coleman's different.
Tevin Coleman, I put in my starting lineup. He's attached to an offense that scored what 60-something touchdowns last year.
He's a pass catching running back.
There's a regression coming, obviously. Though.
Why is there a regression coming?
Because I think the Falcons just will not score that many touchdowns again.
Did you saw what they did in week one of the preseason?
I did.
When they put their stars on the field that first drive,
I did.
They went right down the field and scored a touchdown.
Yes, they did.
And they went and sat their ass on the bench.
What they do in the last half of the last game of the season last year?
Don't do that, because that's not fair. That's Kyle Shanahan's fault.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this portion of the Roto Experts block next. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Experts in the morning. Just figure out how well we know each other and draft strategies. It's fun. We all get the same room and have a draft together.
Scott, what kind of dance is that you're doing, Scott?
One maybe I can teach you.
You can't teach me nothing.
I can teach you about fantasy football for the first 5 years.
I'm going to teach you about fantasy football drafting on Sunday when I kick your ass.
You teach me nothing. During the break, Scott, who are you taking? I need to know, because I got to plan my draft strategy around that.
Greg,
who should I take? I don't know.
This is not the conversation that took place. This is live watch.
Senility.
Yeah. By the way,
says the guy with gray in his beard.
I'm sexy.
Yeah.
I want to wrap up the show.
If everybody else dies.
Jeez. I want to wrap up the show like this. Jordan Renan at 7 a.m. this morning posted this.
Arlene's dog was a bum.
Wayne Gallman has spent the summer fourth on the running back depth chart behind Perkins, Vereen, and Darkwa. He's long. He's skinny. But he runs hard. He hasn't stood out. He catches the ball adequately. He's destined for a reserve role. Yo, man! Wayne Gallman.
See what happens by week 5 or 6.
Mister, I trust the beat reporters. Doesn't give a crap about the beat reporters now.
What happened by 5 or 6? He could probably have some weeks, but he's going to be inactive. Yeah. That's what's going to happen by 5 or 6. He's going to be in street clothes.
maybe I'm wrong there, but I still don't like any of the Giants running backs.
That's the bottom line right there.
Yeah. That's the answer. I 1,000% agree with you on that.
In PPR, I'll still draft Shane Vereen.
I know you do.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
I'm not going to do it. It's Vereen when he was in New England. New England had more running
Vereen
backs.
Vereen was looking pretty good last year, too.
Vereen's the type of guy where, I guess you say, Matt, where I wouldn't want to start him.
There's a lot of guys I wouldn't
I'd rather
start,
have Sproles, Sproles than Vereen.
From Vereen. To rush for 1,000 yards twice. Only six of them. Frank Gore is one. I mean, I'm really not looking to draft Frank Gore this year. I know what he's done every year. Lamar Miller is another one.
Lamar Miller!
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, I mean, everybody forgets. Look, it's August, what? 15th today?
Yes, sir.
The odds of August.
Yeah, people forget.
I don't think it's
People forget that, you know, come October and, you know, early November,
things
a lot of
change.
These running backs, last year, they stayed immaculately healthy. A lot of guys you have as your starters are not going to.
But see, the thing about it is 2015 was the exact opposite.
Nobody stayed healthy.
So it's like, it's somewhere in the middle
of it. I'm giving you here in the last 2014, 15, and 16. Only six running backs have rushed for 1,000 yards twice. Only six. Frank Gore almost did it three times. He was 33 yards short one year.
Nobody wants him.
Lamar Miller, who you hate, did it twice already. My only point is, everything looks great. All our drafts, we love our guys. Even with receivers, I can say I love these guys. But it's August 15th. It's going to change in a hurry once that ball gets kicked off.
Yeah, we say it all the time. You know, it's people like drafting for bye weeks. Well, I don't want this guy because the same bye week as that guy. Your team's going to change so much by like week three or four.
Yeah, of course it was. I mean, it's tough to. It's also funny when you get to the end. Except for me, it's very easy for me. But it's tough for people to draft guys at the end and then drop them so quickly. I don't really care.
You would drop your first round pick. You know, if you got off to a bad start.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Can I tell you what? I did it last year. I dropped my first round pick.
Who was it?
Keenan Allen.
Well, you dropped him because he tore his ACL. There's no reason to keep him on for mental support.
I do appreciate the moral support. Yeah. If you have an IR spot in the league. I did keep him on one league on the IR spot.
Keep captain.
We love you, Keenan. Can't wait to have you. Frank, we were talking about this in the BFS yesterday, right? Florio and I like Keenan Allen. And we're in the spot in the end of the third round of the GST. We are in a spot to take him. And I want him. And Frank hates him. And I was like, you're about to be overruled, son. And I'm pumped about it.
Called him son.
Corey, what's up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
Coming up on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, obviously we'll get your latest news going on in NFL training camps. Plus, rankings. Had to do a little shake-up of the rankings this week.
As I found out of nowhere.
Yep. Let you know who's rising up the rankings, who's falling down the rankings.
Will you do that?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. That's Scott Danza. For the Wall Street Matt Modica, for the King, Scott Engel, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. Have a fantastic afternoon, and we will see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Runner Experts. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.